Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. Today marks a somber anniversary, 20 years since the deadly fire at Seton Hall University that claimed the lives of three students and injured five dozen others, including students and firefighters. Some of those who were injured in the fire met with lawmakers and safety advocates pushing for the Campus Fire Safety Education Act. The goal is to create a new federal grant program to help fund awareness and fire training on campuses. Meanwhile, those who were killed are being remembered. Jason Tarantino is the founder of Aspiring Kindness. He tells 1010 Winds he lost his friend that day, Aaron Carroll.
He was an incredible guy, so much and so that he inspired a group of his friends to continue on and devote time to fundraise in his honor. He was really just, compassionate. He was, very unique, one of a kind.
Aspiring Kindness has donated $22,500 in scholarship for Seton Hall students who devote their lives to careers as first responders. A middle school in Suffolk County to be shut down for the rest of the school year. Newsday reporting Northport Middle School will close following an environmental investigation that found potentially dangerous chemicals in septic systems and a cesspool outside the building. The district superintendent, Rob Banzer, sent an email to parents alerting them to this. Following the three-day weekend, there will be no school this Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Some 660 students will then be transferred to other schools. The school has reported complaints for some time about a stench that has nauseated students and sickened some. Newsday says earlier this month, the district's environmental firm said it detected elevated levels of mercury vapor in a cesspool outside the building, elevated levels of benzene also discovered in soil samples from two septic systems. Last month, a sick-out was organized by parents at the middle school who called for an independent probe and requested that students be removed from the building. Apparently, there's a big difference between the border wall, which President Trump supports, and a proposed seawall for New York City, which the president opposes, a seawall that would protect the city from giant storms.
It's one of the ideas put forth by the Army Corps of Engineers to build a $119 billion seawall from the Rockaways to New Jersey. But President Trump tweeted that the wall is costly, foolish, and environmentally unfriendly, telling New Yorkers, sorry, you'll just have to get your mops and buckets ready.
Oh, he's a creep. He's a creep.
Gina lives on Staten Island, which was heavily damaged by Superstorm Sandy. Don was forced out of his home for 6 months and wants a seawall.
For us, we need that. Catastrophe happens like that. And to say it's never going to happen again, but you never know. You got to be prepared in case.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on Staten Island.
There's word the Vatican has ordered a formal investigation into a sexual assault claim against a Brooklyn bishop. The archdiocese confirming Timothy Cardinal Dolan will look into the accusation that Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio sexually abused an altar boy in New Jersey in the 1970s. Archdiocese spokesman Joseph Zwilling says the cardinal notified the Holy See of the allegation against DiMarzio from his time as a priest in Newark and that Cardinal Dolan will bring in outside professional forensic investigators for this probe. The investigation comes a few months after a 56-year-old man, Mark Matzik, publicly accused DiMarzio of molesting him when he was an 11-year-old boy at St. Nicholas Church in Jersey City. DiMarzio has denied the allegation and has said he is confident he will be fully vindicated. The cause of a fatal fire in Nutley still not known. The blaze yesterday afternoon engulfed a two-story house on Park Avenue. A mother and her young son were killed. A 74-year-old grandfather managed to get out. He's being treated for burns at a hospital. Joe Caprio was nearby when he saw the fire. telling CBS 2 News.
I got out of the car. I started knocking on all the doors and windows I could find on the house itself. I went to the back. I tried opening the door. It was locked.
Caprio did see a hand and pulled the grandfather to safety. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office identifies the dead as 29-year-old Amanda Russo and her 7-year-old son. Another water main break in Manhattan at West 102nd Street in Central Park West. It happened this morning. The water flooding streets, pouring into nearby subway stations. Repairs are being made. As you've heard on 1010 Winds, Central Park West is closed from West 97th to West 102nd, north and southbound. Additionally, A, C, and D subway service suspended between 125th Street and Columbus Circle. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this. The NYPD has released photos of a suspect wanted for a rape in Jamaica, Queens. Happened around 4 in the morning yesterday. Police say a 27-year-old woman was walking on Jamaica Avenue when a man in front of her stopped and then grabbed her as she tried to get by. He reportedly pulled her into a nearby alley and raped her as she struggled to get free. The victim has multiple injuries. She was hospitalized. The attacker still at large. Pictures of the suspect can be seen at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New York State's new bail reform law has been the focus in a case involving a suspect connected to a series of bank robberies. Gerard Woodbury was arrested 10 days ago, charged in 4 robberies, then let go under the new law, after which he allegedly robbed 2 more banks. Woodbury surrendered to authorities on Friday. He's making a court appearance in Brooklyn Federal Court today. Under the new bail reforms, the 42-year-old Woodbury is considered a nonviolent defendant in that no weapons were used in the robberies, and so state law prevents judges from setting bail for him. Woodbury is now facing federal bank robbery charges. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. Police asking for help as they search for the suspect who attacked a 73-year-old man. This happened in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Thursday night. Cops say just after 11, a man was walking near Kingston Avenue and St. John's Place when someone came up from behind him and suddenly punched him in the eye. The assailant ran off, the victim taken to the hospital with a serious eye injury. Police have released photos of the suspect and urge anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. Another Westchester church has been the target of vandalism. 2 weeks ago, the attacks were in Yorktown, where 2 churches and a menorah were vandalized. Now it's the St. John's Episcopal Church in Pleasantville. That's where the welcome sign, flanked by a rainbow gay pride flag and the church's own flag, were cracked and broken. The damage was discovered early yesterday. Reverend Mary Gregorius calls it, in her words, the abominable act of small minds and insecurity. State Senator Pete Harcum issued a statement saying this isn't mindless mischief and calling on everyone to, as he put it, come together and determine what needs to be done to drive hate out from our communities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.